Dr. Larry Smarr is an astrophysicist turned computer scientist turned healthcare futurist. He says they all lead to using technology and computer systems to take better care of ourselves.
All of these involve the continuing digital transformation of our society. The astrophysics is going from just looking at things through the telescope to actually building supercomputer programs that could simulate supernovas and black holes, and I led a lot of that. And that led me to help the National Science Foundation set up national supercomputer centers, which led to things like the World Wide Web. And then we're just beginning to see the digital revolution sweep through healthcare.
He'll be at the Eccles Center Black Box Theater Friday night. The theme is The Story of My Body, A Medical Revolution.
It turns out that every one of us is 90% non-human, where 90% of our cells are actually bacteria, and mostly in our gut, in our large intestine. And it has a huge amount to do with health or disease, and yet it's not yet a part of medical science, because until we could sequence the genome, the DNA of these microbes, we really couldn't tell who they were and how many of each kind there was. So I have turned my body into a genetic observatory, basically, and have for the last 5 years been measuring over 100 variables in my blood and in my stool, which measures your microbes in your gut. And that is really where we're going in the future of medicine.
Even though he's a health nut now, before he moved to San Diego in 2000, he was a typical American, overweight, eating processed foods, and not exercising. That may have contributed to his health problems today, which he has found by acting as his own scientific guinea pig.
By quantifying my body, I discovered I had an incurable autoimmune disease that I had no idea I had. That's a Crohn's disease, which is a form of inflammatory bowel disease. It's an autoimmune disease. And it's basically a war between your immune system and your microbes. And I would never have known that if I hadn't quantified my body the way that we're going to be able to do more and more.
There's been a real breakthrough in digital technology like phone apps and step counters, which he believes will help change behavior.
As a research scientist, my job is to work with many of our colleagues, and this is going on all over the country. I'm just one of many people doing this. And as we discover how best to read out, well, just the way, think about your car. You know, what keeps your car healthy these days? There are these little flash memories that are next to your spark plugs, and every few seconds measuring how your spark plug timing is or your brakes. And you go in for preventive maintenance, you know, think of that as a preventive checkup, and they read out how things are going and compare it across the population of cars like yours. And if, you know, it's in the middle of the bell curve, it's normal, then you don't need a human, so it's much cheaper. And if there is something beginning to go wrong, you immediately correct it. Well, the car stays healthy, quote-unquote, its whole life, the 200,000 miles. I think that's what we're going to see with people, is as we read out the basic variables of what makes you a working biological animal, you'll be able to see the beginnings of changes where you'll have to decide, do you want to keep slowly killing yourself, eating the way Americans eat today, or are you going to take responsibility for your own body, which is the only thing that will ultimately save the healthcare system in this country?
That's Dr. Larry Smarr. $25 tickets to Friday's speaker series are available online at ecclescenter.org. The evening begins in the Black Box Theater at 7:30. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.